you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Tim Cogshell, and Andy Klein. First up is the mystery drama The Eternal Daughter from writer-director Joanna Hogg. Tilda Swinton stars. Tim.
A sort of moody ghost story, not so much a ghost story unless we count ghosts as the unconsidered past, that stars Tilda Swinton in two parts. She's wonderful in both of them. It's a very stylized Joanna Hogg movie, as all Joanna Hogg movies are.
Andy, what'd you think of The Eternal Daughter?
Other than the fact that Swinton is always great, I thought this was nonsense. I thought this was all implication and no delivery, with a twist that you can see 5 minutes into the film.
The Eternal Daughter is rated PG-13. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. and the Look Dine-In Cinemas in Glendale. Lady Chatterley's Lover, the newest version, is streaming on Netflix. It stars Emma Corrin. The film's directed by Laure de Claire Montonnerre. Tim?
D.H. Lawrence's scandalous novel becomes yet another scandalous movie. This is hot, very hot, sexy, glossy, filtered, and hot.
All right, Tim, Lady Chatterley's Lover is the film rated R, streaming on Netflix. And finally, Killing Me Softly with His Songs, a documentary about the composer Charles Fox, who wrote such hit songs as Killing Me Softly, I Got a Name, Ready to Take a Chance Again, and did multiple TV theme songs from series of the 70s.
If you grew up in America in the 70s and 80s, he wrote the soundtrack to your youth. It's a charming documentary. He comes across as a very nice as well as a very talented man. He's still sharp. He's still performing. He speaks with great love of Nadia Boulanger, his piano teacher. Just a delightful film.
Killing Me Softly with His Songs, directed by Danny Gold, is unrated. It's at Lemley's Town Center in Encino. And Tim, tell us about Lowndes County and the Road to Black Power, which takes us back to the early 1960s.
Now, this is very often when we think of the Black Panther Party, we think of that party started up in Oakland. But in fact, a Southern party associated with SNCC and Stokely Carmichael called themselves the Black Panther Party first. They are associated but different. Lowndes County, the county in the middle of the Selma to Montgomery March, biggest county in the state of Alabama, 80% black, not a single black person registered to vote. This film is about how they changed that.
The unrated documentary Lowndes County and the Road to Black Power is directed by Sam Pollard and Gita Gambier. It's available at Lemley's Monica Town Center Theater in Santa Monica. For our Film Week critic, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the entire hour of Film Week, available to you every week, wherever you get your podcasts or at kpecc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.